Emmanuel Onca.
You won't leave me alone. And we are back to Digital Life, guys. Happy Sunday to you, every one of you out there. It's another amazing Sunday out here. And I'm cracking up, Yvonne, even with her starting. How you doing today? And welcome to Digital Life. You know what we do every Sunday here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, where we talk about tech. We bring you insightful tech conversations, and then we bring you Tech of the Week, where we talk about indigenous innovations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Emmanuel Onka, and I am Yvonne Ohaifo, like you already know. Hold it here down every Sunday here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right. Lagos, welcome to Digital Life. Emmanuel just said it. You know it. I'm Yvonne Ohaifo. Last week, we... What is it?
Someone can't.
You want to poo-poo? What is...
Someone can clear his throat. I'm trying to clear my throat. Like,
fine, whatever.
How do you like this new me? You know, like,
I don't know why you're being calm. I don't know what is going on. Lagos, Emmanuel is here. Hand touch you, when hand go touch you, body go tell you.
just appreciate this new me. Okay, thank you.
Lagos, welcome to Digital Life. Last week we had a great conversation on the trend among us that has suddenly become the norm, especially with the recent things happening in Nigeria. We talked about how many tech bros and techies are jackpotting. Jackpot. I will play you the special report. Jackpot to London.
Like, medical field is gone. Oh, now tech field is gone.
Even people in the banking sector too are resigning and moving on.
See, you know? Let's not even talk about that banking sector. If not, we are going to throw shades, like major shades. Eh? You see, bank apps are just feeling like, especially two. I don't want to call names. So,
my bank app has been acting up. You know, it's like when it goes past a certain hour, just forget it. You can't do anything. Like, you can't do anything.
I heard the department is already like, it's cleared out. Like,
the IT department
is cleared out. Goodness. Like, tech, these guys have literally left. You know, but then I begin asking, why is it that you heard what Tunde said the last time, you know, on the show. Mm-hmm. Tunde talked about what he was doing to ensure that people in his company do not just leave and then move out of the country. You know, he incentivized the whole thing. Mm. He made sure that he gave them shares in the company, stakes rather, in the company and stuff like that. Now I'm thinking, why can't the banks do this? So that they can keep their whole business together. You know, they have more money to spend.
Well, we'll have to speak to banks. The banks will just have to come on the show and tell us why. Because, maybe it's the notion that, let them go, more will come.
Oh, more
but
will come.
But they don't understand that the tech space right now is a hot commodity.
I guess they don't know Ibarra somewhere. I guess, you remember Boma? When Boma talked about Ibarra somewhere, you know, where they will hold some certain data from your company.
Please stop. Before my money, the small 2K in my account goes missing.
Because you see, like Nifiche said something to me the last time.
If I hold my small 2K in my account to ransom, what will I use to pay?
Nifiche said something the last time. He said they want to employ intro tech bros.
Oh no. My goodness.
Not tech bros.
That will not make things worse.
Exactly.
You understand? Because if for instance, a hacker uses a ransomware to hold a bank hostage, what will that happen to my small 2K that is in that account?
You understand?
They would not donate my 2K as ransom. Hey,
But to be fair, though, it's not only banks that are going through this whole stuff. You know,
I'm even concerned
startups.
About banks, Emmanuel.
Because your money.
My 2K is in there.
Well, today we're going to be talking about more about this, you know.
Right.
We're going to be having more conversations about this jackpotting. But today we're just going to focus majorly on, you know, solutions. We're going to have someone come on the show and talk to us about solutions, talk to us about, you know, possible things we can do, companies can do, you know, from mistake. We're having someone join us right now. His name is Timi Odeos. Odueso. I said he should send a VNO to how to pronounce his name so that I don't do this.
He will tell us now. Timi, welcome to the show.
Timi, are you here?
Hi, Yvonne. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, yeah, welcome, Timi.
Yes, we can hear you. Timmy is a reporter with tech media company Tech Cabal, and he's also the lead creator of a newsletter, Entering Tech. He's talking about people coming into the tech sector, which is actually the conversation today. We're talking about people moving into tech. You know, now that we have a lot of persons leaving the country, now that we have a lot of tech bros taking job offers foreign countries, what do we do? How do we get more people into tech, and how do we grow Nigeria's tech sector to the next level?
Timmy, welcome. Are you concerned about the mass resignations currently at tech startups? And again, one very vital information. Does this mass resignation, has this mass resignation affected your own company? Why are you laughing?
You want to put him on the spot?
I mean, it's we're having a conversation.
Hey, way.
TV is up to you now.
First thing I will say, don't worry. Yeah, Yvonne.
Yes, dear.
You're putting me on the spot.
You're welcome, my dear. I try my best.
First thing I'm going to say is that tech startups are seeing a lot of people leaving them. Yeah, a lot of people are leaving. But what we're seeing is a mixture of, or what we're seeing in the past current months is a mixture of resignations and layoffs. So there's been an economic downturn on funding. So we're getting less and less funding coming into the space. Investors are getting more frugal about how startups are spending their money. So where we saw a boom coming from 2020, when investors came into the country, pushed money in, and you would see startups like double their employees, double everything. Now we're seeing that they're cutting back because they're realizing that doubling at that period, at post-COVID, probably wasn't the wisest thing to do. Some of them are pivoting. And so, yes, people are resigning, but startups are also laying off employees because they are finding out that in a year, they probably won't have any money left to pay employees or even to, operate standard on a standard level. Hmm. So, yeah, resignations are happening. But more layoffs, I think startups right now are concerned with more layoffs. But the resignations are always been, it's jackpot season after, like you said, it's jackpot season after. So they will happen, but they are being overshadowed by the layoffs that are experiencing. And for Tech Cabal, we actually aren't. BCM, Big Cabal Media, where I work, is the parent company of Zikoko and Tech Cabal. And it probably has one of the best culture we've seen. So, of course, people will resign, but we're not seeing a high turnover rate as I would say other startups are seeing a high turnover rate. So, Yvonne. Yeah.
Timmy, you said something that struck me. You said that investors are pulling their funds because they're concerned about how the startups are spending their monies. Can you talk a bit about that? Let's understand what that even means.
Okay. So that's not a Nigerian or an African thing. The economic downturn. It's a global thing. Funding is reducing. I wouldn't say they are pulling out their funding. I would say they are being more frugal with where they're investing. So whereas you would see people are more happy to invest, like you would see people can close rounds within a few months. Mm-hmm. It's taking years to close funding rounds. People, because investors want to know, how are you spending this money? When am I going to get my returns? How am I going to get my returns? Mm. I mean, as inflation grows, inflation is growing globally. People are being more frugal about their money. The same way we are concerned about how we're spending our own money on pizza and shawarma and everything. It's the same way they're also concerned about their returns, because some of these investors expect back, their expect returns back within 2 years, within a few years, especially if they're angel investors. And that's what we're seeing now. It's a global thing. It's not just an African thing.
Wait,
it hasn't affected the continent.
Timmy, yeah. You said angel investors. Are there demon investors as well? Let's understand this.
What kind of person are you?
He said Emmanuel cut me
like
some
geez.
Slack. He said angel investors.
The slack I gave you, you've already used it.
Which presupposes that there are demon investors now? Yeah, come. Timmy.
Jesus Christ.
Because it's Sunday, yeah?
Yes.
Sunday, I will explain.
Please explain.
So angel investors are people that usually invest in early rounds. So like when you start up when you have your company or your startup that you guys just started up and you need money, angel investors are your friends or people you pitch to directly that believe in you, and they don't usually invest big amounts. So you see, they'll probably invest $100,000, $10,000, $20,000. They're just those people that believe in your initial.
Wait, did you say dollars?
They give you the money. Dollars, Neo.
And it's not bigger. That's not big money.
I mean, people really like there are some startups, there are some investors that invest as high as 50 million.
Okay.
In the startup world, it's not that much. Mm. Yeah, especially when you're talking of operations. You can probably only go in a few months.
Okay. If you stretch it out. Okay.
So now that we have these issues, you know, we're very clear that these issues are on ground. What can the companies do in the meantime? Because you heard me and Yvonne talking about intro tech bros, you know, people employing intro tech bros. You know, I understand that you said some persons are laying off, but I think there's more people who are experiencing, who are not, so to speak, laying off their staffs, that have their staffs leaving rather than, you know, what's that word now? Rather than, you know, people that are laying off. So you have people who are just having people leave their companies rather than people who are just voluntarily telling their staff to go because they want to cut down on expenses. So how do we ration that? Because the people even leaving those companies or the people that are being laid off, they're not going into those companies that actually need people right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Okay. So, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Could you repeat the question?
Okay, so we have people that are being laid off work, okay? Tech bros that are being laid off work. Yeah. And we have tech bros that are voluntarily leaving their companies and seeking, you know, greener pastures. You know, how do we get these tech bros that are being laid off work, you know, to go to these companies that have a deficiency right now because there are a lot of persons who have left their companies?
Okay, so it would depend. Most of the people that are being laid off or that are being laid off from startups are contract workers. So at least I know for Sendy, for Viamo, for some of the startups that have recently announced layoffs, they say that the people they are laying off are contract workers. So they only have them on as for maybe for 3 months, for 2 months, for, you know, basic contract work. How you can get them in is that for most startups, what we are seeing, or the people they need the technical skills. So you need front-end engineers, back-end engineers, full-stack engineers. And we don't have enough engineers on the continent, or even in Nigeria. We have more now compared to a few years ago, but we still don't have enough. And even the ones we have, we are seeing that they still need a couple of years before they get to the skills that the startup founders and the CTOs want them to get to. The only way that they can match... Sorry, Yvonne, please go on.
No, go ahead. Complete your thought.
So the only way that we can match that is if those people that are being laid off actually match the skill sets that they want. And most people that are being laid off are those in marketing, those in sales, those in non-technical roles that aren't really building or, you know, techie or front-end, back-end, things that people are actually continuously searching for.
Okay, Timmy, what do you think is responsible for that death in technical skills? You just mentioned front-end engineering and some of these technical, and back-end. What do you think is responsible for the death of such skills that lack, you know? Because again, it's not like that. The demand is not there. The demand is there, but the supply isn't, you know, matching the demand. Yeah. So what do you think is responsible for that?
Education system, of course. You see more people, like right now in schools, you see you are giving courses for zoology, for botany, for, and these people, it's not like they are not good courses. They're fishery, exactly. It's not like they're not good courses. They are good courses, but they're not exactly practicable. People aren't using them. You see people in banks, they studied botany, they studied zoology, but they're not using those degrees. What is causing this death is because we don't have enough schools or enough academies teaching these courses. Now, post 2015, we had more. When you think of startups like Andela that came and revolutionized the whole space where they taught. I mean, Andela is global now, of course. They're not teaching as much anymore. But startups like Andela, like Decagon, like Moringa School that are teaching, we have those. They are teaching these skills, but they are not enough. How many? There are very, very few of these edtech. And even the startups that are focusing on teaching these coding skills, these technical skills, they don't get as funded as much as fintech startups. So fintech startups probably take a bunch of the funding that we have. EdTech startups, yes, they're getting more funding now, but not as much as they need to get if they are supposed to match up to the skills. I think recent studies show that on the continent, I think that about 16,000 engineers just on the continent, while certain places in the US have 600,000. So there's that very, very big gap. You have 600,000 in one country alone, while on the continent, you can barely find that 16,000. So is that people want to learn, there's the market, yes, there's the people that want to learn, although that one is a different conversation about why those people who want to learn and how they're learning. But we don't have enough schools. And when schools, I know many schools are doing this good thing now. We have old school, they launched last year, they have a program, a software engineering program where they teach you for 1 year. Moringa School is doing brilliant things in Kenya. Decagon, all these people, even Kwakola Academy, they're teaching all these things now, but they're not enough. We don't have enough people teaching these things and teaching them well. It's not just watching one YouTube video.
Right.
For technical skills like that, you have to practice. You don't learn by just, you have to do it. You have to actually build stuff if you want people to employ you. Because that's you're not just going to say, oh, you know, I'm proficient in Vue.js or I know Ruby on Rails. You have to actually show that I know these coding languages, I know how to use them, and I can build proficiently with them. So that's definitely mostly where the debt is, the lack of academies to actually teach people and train people.
But thinking about teaching people and training people, nobody wants to spend their money, you know, their hard-earned money, teaching a person only to have that person leave in a couple of months after the training is over. You understand? And go take that skill somewhere else, you know, for themselves, or use it to, you know, for another company different from yours.
Especially as it's basic human nature to self-preserve, you know. It's very ungrateful, if you ask me, but it's basic human nature.
Timmy, we can hear you.
It's inescapable. So, I mean, yeah, I know it's inescapable. So, startups themselves are self-preserving. Everything they are doing, the reason they are teaching is because they want to be better. Nobody should blame engineers or anybody for wanting to earn better and stay in better, get better positions because now they actually have the skill. But I think not teaching them, it affects you more than it affects the employees. So if you say you don't want to train them and everybody says they don't want to train them, then we all have an economy that has a lack of
Timmy, let's talk about
engineers. But if you say you want to train one person and the person leaves after a year, then you know that person is going to go on. That person is probably going to mentor other people in other companies, and it's all a cycle. The people you train today are going to train more people, they're going to inspire more people tomorrow. So eventually, the people that are going to suffer is we're all going to suffer if we say we don't want to train because we don't want people to leave. Everybody eventually, we're all of us, we work for money now. So all of us are chasing something. So
Timmy, let's talk a bit about this education, right? Tech education, as you mentioned earlier. What is the average cost, you know, of
training,
of getting trained, you know, in some of these high demand skills,
UI, UX,
this high-end skills you know, that are very very well sought after. What's the average cost of learning? What would you say to that?
So let me use one that I know of now. Old school, they have their software engineering course costs about 250,000 naira, which is pretty cheap.
Compared
to how much Andela used to. Because Andela would have a program where they would teach you for free, but afterwards you had to pay them a certain amount for a period. And that's how you repaid them, because they teach you for free. It was just in Yabai.
It's just like a student loan?
Yeah, like exactly like a student loan. And you would pay them back for a couple of, I think, 12 months or something.
Okay.
But some other schools run up to the millions. I mean, the really good ones. Product Dive now. Product Dive teaches you product management, and it takes you up to, I think, 6 months. It's a 6 month course, but it costs you around $200, which is cheap, and it's one of the best, most recognized product management schools in Nigeria. You do that course for 6 months, you do a few internships, you are sure to make it. They're not very expensive, especially for people that want to get into tech.
Right.
Find this money, you can borrow it out. But you're looking at an average of 250 to 500 for the affordable ones.
Okay.
But most courses, like the really good ones, are going to take you far. They're looking upwards of millions. I know some schools do 1 million, 2 million for these courses online that will take you really far. But you can get courses that can start you off and can get you a good paying job for around 250 and 500K.
Wow. Well, how do we get more people to, you know, go for these trainings, to pick it up? Because there are a lot of persons who say they are interested in these trainings, but then we don't get them to turn over. We don't see that turnover over a certain period of time. You know, if you check up the academics and all the rest, people,
they don't turn up.
They don't turn up. You know, they show interest at first.
Yes.
But then they don't turn up.
Maybe it's because they're not passionate.
What do you think?
Yeah, that the passion is a big problem. I think the first thing people need to know when you want to get into tech, why do you want to, what do you actually want to do? Now, we go on Twitter, we see all these tech bros and everything. They have triple monitor set up, they have dreadlocks, and we all want to be like them. But we don't know how much work these guys are. Some of these guys have been writing code since 2019. They've been writing code continuously before they could even, it's just this year that they could afford triple monitor setups and MacBooks and everything. What people see, why we don't see enough turnover in this area is because you go for the first course and you realize that this thing is not this. It's not as easy as you think it is. Writing code is not just one, two, three. It's mind-boggling. Even UX, who are UX writing, product designs, those things are very, very hard. It's going to take a lot of your time and energy. And people are not serious enough. Some people are not serious enough. Don't let me generalize. But some people are not serious enough because they don't realize how hard these courses are. You hear a 6 month course, you hear a 1 year course, you think it's just going to be Zoom meetings, and it's not like that. You have to actually put into work. And it's not as easy as it looks like. You know how code looks online? Like everybody thinks you eventually get the angle. But there are tech bros even today that have been writing code for 4 years that still find every day difficult because it's continuously evolving. Like they have to build so many different things that people are imagining. And then there's also the problem of proliferation of information. You can go to so many places and they'll tell you, they will teach you how to code. We can hear so many stories of people who have gone to bootcamp upon bootcamp, and they still don't know how to code. Because the information is, there's so much information about these things online, but not all of them are verifiable, not all of them are valid. There are Twitter people that tell you that they can teach you how to code and they will write all these e-books and all this stuff. But most people who are experienced will read those books and tell you that this is just misleading. This is not exactly telling you what to do. It's just telling you the basics about this thing. This, like, some of this information that people are receiving, they're not good information. They're not enough. So what most people are doing is that you just go online, you want to be a data, you want to learn data analytics, you go online, you search for data analytics, and it's confusing. Like, you see so many courses, you don't know where to start from, you don't know which one is good to land you on the best path and everything. So that's one of the ways that I would say that's probably a very big reason people go online, they see, they don't know where to start from, they don't know yet. And that's why we actually started entering tech newsletter. It's so that we would speak to people who are already established in this way. Okay, how did you get to where you are? What courses did you do? What was your own trajectory? When did you start? So that people can see that it's not that you learn code, you start learning code in October 2022, and by January 2023, you're already working for people. It's not like that.
Sometimes I just look at the sector and I'm like, it's like some people get into tech so that they can do content creation for tech and just sell views and earn money from views, you know, on YouTube and you know, become famous on Twitter.
There's a bunch of them like that, and it's not that it's a bad thing exactly, but it's that when you're sharing this kind of information, make sure it's verifiable. Speak to people who are actually in the sector. It's not enough to just read. Because again, there's information out there and information is often misleading. There's a lot of disinformation purposely put on for the purpose of misleading people. So you need to know how to seek it out. Speak to CTOs. Some of these people are very happy to talk to you, especially when it has to do with their own life. People want to talk about their hurdles, the hurdles they face, and you know whatnot, what they did and how they did it. Speak to them so that you can actually give people that want to get into the information that they need.
Okay, let's talk about some of you mentioned one tech school like that, but can we mention others in Nigeria, especially in Lagos, that people can quickly check out? Do you know any?
So I have mentioned Old School. Old School that has a very, very, I think they have a wide library now. They have software engineering. They have they have data analysis, they have a product school, they also have a design school. You don't even have to pay upfront. You can pay quarterly with Old School. There's also Moringa School. Moringa School is actually a Kenyan school, but they mostly do software engineering. They also have product design and UI UX courses. So you can just go to, I think, moringaschool.com or just search for Moringa School on Google and you definitely get them. They're already in Nigeria. There's also Decagon. I can't remember the exact name. Decacon or Decagon. They also teach some of these courses. And I'm going to plug myself in a shameless plug in. Sign up for the Entering Tech newsletter. Every week we pick a career in tech and we get the information you need. We look for the schools that are teaching these careers and we tell you how much it costs, how long they will take you to learn, and if they are, you know, if they are beginner, if they are intermediate, and, you know, we will even bring you insights on people who are actually taking those courses and what they can do. So you can just go to bit.ly/entrytech, and, you know, every weekday, every Wednesday, you receive a newsletter that just gives you information about courses that you can take.
Okay, Timmy, before you finish pushing these people, let's get into this conversation. Let's get into this conversation. We last week when we had some guests come over on the show, we started looking at the possibilities of, you know, growing the tech sector, the tech ecosystem in Nigeria, especially with the fact that a lot of persons are leaving. And one of the things we talked about was grooming, you know, kids, you know, teenagers to come into tech, catching them young, so to speak, you know. And then some other thing we said about it was getting people who are skilled. You know, we talked about Yahoo guys, basically, you know, internet fraudsters. You and I can agree that those guys are very smart.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
right.
They are really smart. You know, they can basically crack anything. They have black hat hackers among them. They have people who know how to make a pro. They are very good in product designing, fake product designing rather, you know, and they make it so adorable and attractive. And you actually think that it's actually a legitimate product, you know. So we're thinking about turning these people over, you know, into the legitimate side, and helping them to fill the gap that we're experiencing presently in the tech ecosystem. Do you think there's a possibility, especially with this internet fraudsters or Yahoo guys?
If we're talking about internet fraudsters becoming good, I wouldn't say it's possible. I mean, because they are there for a reason. I feel like if they could come to teach students, that's all good and everything. But I think there are already people that are doing enough good work, enough verifiable, legit legal work that are not forcing people, that can actually train and would be happy to train these people. For Yahoo, for first stars and everything, a visible thief is not a good thief. Yes, these guys are good, especially cloning websites, designing, especially cloning website product design. They're very, very good in that.
Mm.
Yes, nobody can, but they are visible. So they can be very good at their job if everybody knows about them. Please, nobody should come after me. Anyway, but yeah, but I would say that there are more people in the field that are doing important work, good work, that can actually teach the people. And those are the people we should be trying to convince. Because those people are more concerned with building their own companies, building something for themselves. And those are the people we should actually try to do. Because these things, focusing on maybe trying to get their own voice to come and teach people, we don't know how it's going to go. It might fall back on us. It might be that in 10 years when the FBI is finally finished building its case against some of them, that they are coming to carry them, and then they are implicating the new generation of people that they are teaching. I don't think that's a good idea. I think the government and people already in the ecosystem can do a lot more. Look at what they did in Kenya. Very recently in Kenya, the government instituted coding as a subject for primary and secondary schools. Mm. So Kenyan children and teenagers, they're going to start learning coding in primary and secondary. It's part of their syllabus.
But
in
with
South Africa too, they are doing the same thing.
With the current educational challenges in Nigeria, do you think that's possible? Do you see that even happening in the next 5 years? Do you think in the next 10 years the government would even be open to incorporating coding
educational curriculum? When you hear kids talking about in primary school, there's some subjects you still hear that they do in the schools, and you're just like, wow, this thing still exists.
Yes.
The world has actually moved on.
Yeah, okay, so in 5 years, I would say I don't see it happening. But in 10 years, definitely, I think it's something that's possible. And in 5 years ago, if somebody had told us that we'd be doing a startup deal in conjunction with the Ministry of Information and Culture, in conjunction with, people that are in the ecosystem, we would have called it impossible. Hmm. But right now, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that from last October till now, a bill has been at the parliament, and it's actually been passed by the parliament within presidential assent now, that seeks to help startups, that seeks to foster startups in the ecosystem. But for the education sector, I don't see it happening in the next 5 years. I mean, anything can happen, of course. But given the present state of ASUU strikes, the way there's disagreement across the country, would need an overhaul of the whole system. Even it would also fit into probably the West African Examination Council, because then they would also have to be brought in to test these students on their knowledge. And it's not something that I see. You know how legislation that they can often drag on. And I don't see it in 10 years. I don't see it in 5 years, but I can see it happening in 10 years.
I mean, if we're talking about the tertiary educational, the tertiary education in this country, the computer science they teach in universities is not computer science. Guy, it is not computer science. It is... Maybe it's winchy science, or it's not computer science.
It's basic theory.
A lot of universities don't even have computer labs.
Like, I only touched computer once.
What did you study?
Mass communication. Throughout my time in school, I went to the computer lab once. Once. It was at the tail end, you know, when they brought about this CBT thingy, that was where we start having more persons, they started using CBT for post-UTME and all the rest. Right. That was where we started seeing people, you know, assessing computers, and people had to, deliberately go for computer lessons, you know, beforehand, you know, before they even get into school, so that they will not be able to flop when they get, you know, to the CBT. Examination.
Lagos, let's open the phone lines at this juncture and bring you in on the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call on 01465-7190. Do you have questions? Do you have contributions? Let us know as well. You can send us a message on WhatsApp 0809597805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello? What is going on? Please call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. You can also call us on 01465-7190. Timmy, the whole the whole tech ecosystem still seems a bit complex, still seems a bit confusing. One of the questions that we get asked a lot of the time by callers, by listeners of the show, is how do I get into tech? It is so I don't know. When I go on Google, there's just so much information. I don't even know where to start. What do I do? Where do I go? You know, that kind of information. That's what we get asked a lot all the time, you know. And then because there are so many aspects, so many different fields, it's almost difficult to ascertain where to, you know, to specialize.
Yeah, so how people can enter, I agree. I would say that it's like any other sector. When you first want to enter, there are these different parameters, these different, even there are subsectors in it that make everything confusing. Like, there are terms like angel investor that we just did. Now,
exactly. You did not tell me. You didn't tell us about demon investors. So.
She's still all about that demon investor.
There are no demon investors.
Okay. I'm just tired.
Okay. If you say so.
There are all these different subsectors that people have to do. But I would say the first thing you should do when you want to enter tech is find something you want to specialize. It's probably going to help you streamline the conversations you want to have, the choices you would make. It's going to help you streamline it. And, you know, by the time you pick, if you now say, you pick UI UX design, then you can go on Twitter and search UI UX. You can do simple keyword search, UI UX design Nigeria. And it's going to bring out people that are talking about this thing.
Okay.
You probably see somebody like Atarama, the Figmama, who is consistently talking about I think she's a designer at CUDA, and she's consistently talking about UI UX.
Okay, great. Timmy,
she wants cloud engineering.
Timmy, what is your own specialty? What is your own specialty? Let's talk about you for a bit. Are you a writer? Are you a technical writer?
Okay, I'm actually,
what?
You're a non-tech.
Yeah,
technical.
So I'm a journalist, technical.
Okay.
So I'm a journalist, a technical writer, and a product manager. And that's what I do as Techabal, actually. So I'm a journalist at Techabal, so I obviously write stories. But I also manage our digital products in form of newsletters, where I'm just trying to figure out what kind of products people want to consume and how they want to consume.
0700 Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. Be a part of this conversation. Do you have questions? Do you have thoughts? Do you have whatever it is you have that you'd like to share? Let's talk about that this hour. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, hello.
Good morning, where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, my name is Dio. I came on the show last week here. Nifiche.
When you said Dio, you didn't get it. I was about to call his surname Nifiche, but look at you. Nifiche, welcome, Jare. Omodada, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard what your guest said about demon investors, and I agree with him totally, yeah. Mm. So, like, the thing, you know, is that for years, yeah, for, like, 8 years, my organization, we've tried to, like, train individuals, new people, back to back. We've tried so much. We've had 14,000 students go through us, and very few of them have been retained. Why? Because, the thing is that if individuals decide to learn tech, they don't want to see the process. They want to see the end result.
Mm.
And that is where we that short-sighted mentality. We need to, like, to evade from it, because the moment you cannot go through the process, you're not different from a Yahoo boy. I cannot blame Yahoo boy. See, Nigeria has deteriorated so much that we cannot rely on legit means to meet our daily ends. And, like, to be honest, I have Yahoo boys that have gone through me, and I can tell you that I have shifted their perception about tech from just what they specialize into some other consumer and product goods. They start thinking like a producer, not a consumer.
Nifiche, the like reformer, the reformist.
We should have you.
I have reformed three so far.
Wow. Shakara to that. Wow.
Nifiche, you didn't share this the last time,
Yeah. It hasn't been easy, because, like, I have to tell them to delay self-gratification. Mm-hmm. I have to tell them to turn down club invitation. All the things that would... And the truth is that tech guys, they don't have social lives. That's the truth. The true tech geniuses, the ones that are in the back end, we have no social life. We spend our days on systems, and but still, it's not enough. So, like, I know we have Yahoo Boy, and the truth is that Yahoo Boys do all these things because they are suffering from some of inferiority complex, stroke validation. They want to be validated by people because they didn't have this, you want to have that, and not to show people. But all of that, these are just vanity, because when it comes to tech, we don't actually care about how you look.
But that poses a very big challenge to you, that is trying to reform someone who already has that
major
mindset.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we had to cut down cost of almost all our programs just to accommodate these individuals. And, like, still, consistency is the key. They are not consistent. They always have people that are reaching out to them to run this for them. And the issue is that the real G-boys are not even hackers. They are hackers that are legit guys. They are giving them some crumbs that they will collect percentages from.
Oh,
and that is where... That is... No, the young boys, they are just a tiny aspect of some individuals that are running tech. And the truth is that once you show them that, see, I have hacker friends, and once if they come to your life, you can never be the same. It doesn't matter what you're doing. How would they do that? They will show you the way. And most we keep saying, G-boys are very intelligent, very intelligent. But, like, can you compare channeling someone's energy to just one specialty of cloning sites, cloning apps, and cloning platforms? It can never be the same as learning the whole process of building from scratch. Once you learn the process, see, that cloning is child's play. In fact, when I was learning UI UX, it's more of a 6-month program. I learned it in a month, and I did not spend more than six hours a day on it. And, like, when you know, you tell people that you can learn this in a year, you can learn this in 6 months, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
The pace depends on your personal drive, your deal to let you work.
Nifiche,
let's not take too much of your time.
Nifiche, thank you so much. We literally let you talk as though you were still on the show. But because, I mean, when you were here last week, you shared very insightful thoughts with us. And, yes, let's continue. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Chibweze.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And our tech guy is there. God bless you all.
Go ahead. You have a question.
Yeah, I have a question, a strong comment. My question is this. In every nation or every generation, there is a particular problem a people suffer from. In Nigeria presently, until date, we have been suffering the problem of leadership. Now, my question is this. Every year, INEC spends billions buying materials, preparing on how to do elections, even buying materials, that equipment that after every 4 years we import new one. Our tech guys, what is your take? Shouldn't there be something you develop that will make resource transmitted urgently, how do you call it, live, and as we are doing it, everybody from everywhere, from anywhere you are, even from your television, radio, your handset, you can be seeing results than running around. I think if this thing is done, the billions we are spending every year, you know, going outside, buying materials, can still be returned in Nigeria and by you guys. And probably this thing will be, the cost will be lower and effective. Can you people do that? Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Emmanuel, I think that's even a fantastic way to end the show and bring up the other segment. He just said something about inventions, you know, especially for, what's the word now? Let me take this call before I even say that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Yeah, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, morning. Sorry, let me just change my position a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Okay, yes. Hi, Yvonne. This is Shomaga.
Hello, Shomaga. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question. First of all, is this the Timmy that has been on the show before? That was on the show in the earlier days of this show?
No. This is a different Timmy.
This is a different Timmy. We've never had him on the show before.
Okay. The question I want to ask, I've seen tech people, especially those starting out, complain on social media, Twitter specifically, about the low salaries, like data analysts, data scientists. They complain, some complain. I've also seen jobs of 120K, 130K. A lot of them complain that it's small. So is this small salary, is it a thing in the tech industry, or is that just the people I saw, are they exceptions?
Okay.
Because I'm wondering how someone would go through all the training and go through university only to end what drivers earn. Apologies to drivers, but I hope you understand.
The drivers earn 120,000.
Yes, the companies pay them that much.
Shomaga, were you ever a driver?
I have seen the payslip of drivers. You want me to mention the companies?
No, don't mention. Okay, if you say so. All right, Shomaga, thank you so much for calling.
We have some messages here. Kashim, this one says, good morning, my name is Promise. Please, can you call out the name of the school again? I didn't hear it clearly. Thanks. You guys are doing great work. Thank you so much. We'll have Timmy join us.
Unfortunately, the Zoom link expired, and now we're unable to reach out to him. Except, of course, Emmanuel wants to call him via telephone. Is that possible?
Let's see if we can get him via telephone and see if he can join us again. He said, "Hello, good morning. I think Nigeria can go to the next. I don't think Nigeria can go to world class tech stage. A friend of mine." So said his university still uses Windows 7 32 bits to teach computer science.
What university is that? No. I am pained. I am gobsmacked. What university is that?
Oh, well, he said, as a graphic designer student, I can't use anything less than Windows 11 64 bits. Nigeria needs to step up. I actually believe it, because Timmy said something that was quite touching to me, and quite touching just now. You know, he said it and we just talked over it, but you know, it really struck me. If South Africa is already implementing it in their schools, and Kenya is actually implementing their schools, and Nigeria is not doing that, and Nigeria is trying to take center stage, you know, as the tech hub of Africa, it puts us 5 years. If anything, you know, if the words of Timmy is anything to go by, it puts us 5 years behind them.
What is 5 years? Did you not say 10 years?
No, five. Let's just say five. In the next 5 years, that is when we're going to have,
Look, as it stands right now, ASUU is still on strike. Universities are on strike still, right? And then the public education sector isn't what it used to be. I just coincidentally finished having a conversation about the educational sector, right? What it was versus what it is now.
Yeah.
You know, so we even have to, first of all, dear Emmanuel Onwuka, we have to...
You have to make it personal.
Dear Emmanuel Onwuka, we have to first of all deal with the lapses in the educational sector. Before we talk of, we have to start by dealing with the lapses and then, of course, reviewing the curriculum and before introducing new stuff.
Yeah, and everything boils down to policies. You know, the government is at the forefront of getting these things into shape. If the persons there do not take the initiative, do not see the reason for it, you know, we have so many initiatives coming up in the country. You have the school feeding program, you have so many things, you know, coming up in this country, but nobody is talking towards tech. If the government, if those people in power do not see reason to have this thing into the curriculum and push it, even the national, we've not had anybody from the National Assembly, you know, any of the senators or House of Reps member, you know, push any of these policies. So these people are not seeing these things.
Would it be because perhaps they're not as tech savvy? They're not a tech savvy bunch?
Exactly. They can't see those things.
They don't see the benefits in
it. Exactly.
Lagos, 0700-993-993-993. You can also leave us messages on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. So now we are talking about the future of education. We are back to the conversation of education, right?
Yeah, we're back to the conversation, yeah.
It's all right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister.
Yes, good morning, my sister, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ekaite. I'm calling you people from Agbado.
Ekaite, welcome to the show.
Yeah, please, I want your guest, our guest, to mention those schools again, please. Me as a physically challenged person, I want those schools to be mentioned. Please, where can we go and and get this knowledge?
Okay, so we've been able to get Timmy back, but not on Zoom, but via telephone. So he's now going to join the conversation again. Emmanuel.
Yes, Timmy, can you hear us? Okay, so let's get some of the people are requesting for some of the schools that you mentioned, you know, so that they can go search the schools online and just help, and then you can just drop your social media handle so
indeed,
that people
so that
can actually
reach out to you
personally.
Okay, so schools that you guys can check out, you can check out the All School, so allschool.com, or just go to Twitter and check out All School, ALT and School. And it will bring up into Nigerian EdTech, and they're doing really good work. There's also DecaCon. This one has been around for a while. They're also teaching. You also have the Moringa School. You have UTIVA. UTIVA also does wonderful courses in UX, UI, and product management and product design as well. Then there's the, I've mentioned the Moringa School, I've mentioned UTIVA, I've mentioned All School. What else? I think that's all the ones I can remember now. There are still a bunch of them. There's Product Dive, for those of you interested in product managers. So Product Dive is a Nigerian school, and it costs about 198,000 naira for the whole 6-month course. So you can also check out Product Dive.
Are there schools that give free courses?
Sorry?
Are there schools that give free courses?
Yes, so schools like App School give free courses. So App School has free courses you can take to learn about these things. But and they even give certification. So APT school.io, I think, App School, they give free courses on social media management, on UI/UX, on product design. I don't know if they do some software engineering, but I know they do all the non-technical or non-very technical skills that you need to get to actually work in tech. So check out App School and Coursera and Google. Google has some free courses as well that you can also check out. I'll have to check out which ones they are, but I know Google does some free courses. They also accelerate. There are also programs and scholarships and fellowships that you can also get to learn some of these courses for free. I will share them on my Twitter page. You can follow me at TimiOdresor, TimiOdresor, and I'll just share where you guys can check out some of these courses and some of these lessons.
Okay, so you can check him out on Twitter, Timi Odueso. So that's TimiOdueso. Thank you so much, Timi, for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Emmanuel. Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you so much, Timi.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Yeah, so that was Timi, you know, telling us everything that you can learn. You know, this is actually a very good time to actually bring in that if you have a school and you're out there, you have an academy, you teach coding, you teach software engineering, there are a lot of people who want to learn.
Reach out to us on social media. Let's partner, okay? Yvonne Ohaifo on social media, YVONNE. If you run a school for coding or software development, software programming, if you run a school like that, reach out to me on social media, Yvonne Ohaifo, YVONNE, OKHAIFOH. You can also reach out to my dear co-presenter, Emmanuel Onwuka.
Emmanuel Onwuka on Facebook, Emmanuel Onwuka on Instagram, and you can reach out to me there. You know, let's talk about business. Let's talk about, you know, how to ensure, you know, that we can have more persons in the tech space, because right now there are a lot of skills on demand. I know some persons have actually, you know, gone through the trainings and then getting a job is actually a very big issue. We're going to fix that. We're going to have that conversation very soon.
I mean, even when you go through, leave university, you don't just land a job immediately.
Exactly. Look, you know, and then there are other, aside Nigeria, aside physical, you know, companies, there are other places you can work remotely. We're going to have that conversation very soon. We're going to have conversations about that very soon. You can work, you can be here in Nigeria and you can work for a company based in the island and earn money
based,
you know,
in
foreign company.
Even,
you know, so all these skills are not something that you just go throw away. No, that you don't have a job here, that you don't have a job, a company in Nigeria that has actually, that you've spoken to, that you've reached out to, and they're not getting back to you, does not mean that you should throw in the towel. You know, you should actually just calm down and look for opportunities. There are so many opportunities.
Apart from that, remember when what some of our guests so far have said is apply yourself. Okay, apply yourself. So when you, after studying, ensure that you apply those skills. You can even start by volunteering. Adora Nwodo, when she came here, she you know, talked about volunteering
internship,
internship opportunities as well. So you have to be willing to, first of all, start small. Don't expect to blow. It doesn't happen like that. It's not
magic.
Don't
be all about the money. All about getting the money, because you see how you've heard, you know, the gist about tech bros and tech seeds and how they're living large, but then they just appear to be very, very small. See,
start with growing. Be about growth. Be about becoming better. Let's say, Shimalo, should we take a few more calls?
Let's just take like 2-3 more calls and then we'll
take a few messages.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. Hello.
Hello, Yvonne.
Yes. What's your name?
My brother, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Just coming from church. I missed a lot today. Happy Sunday.
What's your name?
What's the topic for today? I just wanted to... My name is Alex.
Alex, yeah, church has closed. We are so sorry we can't help you.
Wait. Okay, so Alex, our topic for today is building the next generation of tech experts, okay?
You were mentioning about schools.
Yes, we talked about schools, you know.
Yeah, I know about few. Like Allison.
We had Timmy on the show and he spoke to us about
this. Your guest is Timmy.
Yes. Thank you. I like it when people are consistent, you know, and when people, you know, they are just there, you know, always listening, always looking forward to it. So yeah, commendable. Well done. So we have a message here. It says, it seems the only way for tech bros to make a living in this country is via teaching. Shots fired.
It's not just via. Why are you even saying via teaching? What are you trying to? Are you trying to insult the noble profession of teaching?
So I think I get where he's coming from. You see,
please explain it, because I'm not getting it.
Okay, so you know when you've gone through school, you've gone through all the training,
and then you can't land a job. So you are not saying that teaching is the dumping site for people who are.
But then you have,
where's my shekere?
You have the knowledge. You have the knowledge, no doubt. okay, you have the knowledge, no doubt. Maybe to an extent, maybe you've not really, you know, moved up the ladder, but you have the knowledge and you don't have anything doing at the meantime. So the thing you can do
so
at that point
words, you're not trying
is
to
content
say-
creation. You just, you know, you just end at content creation.
But content creation is a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Content creation is actually a gold mine.
That people have-
if you are good, again, it's comes back to building capacity. Ensure that you build yourself. Don't just go and finish after a 6-month course and come back and claim a tech bro. You are not a tech bro.
That's why we have so many misinformation
out
there.
Do you understand? You are my brother. You are not. You are a tech child. You are a tech bikini.
No, you are intro tech bro.
You are intro tech. You are not a tech bro yet. So don't even become delusional and think that because you have just finished a 6-month course, you are now a tech bro. My brother, you know nothing. You are just starting. In fact, yeah, so you have to build capacity, okay? The more you learn, the more knowledge you have to share, okay? So there is actually nothing wrong with content creation.
We're not actually trying to discourage you,
mm-hmm.
but what we're hitting on is that there's so much misinformation mm-hmm. out there. Don't add to the pool.
Exactly.
What you can do is build your own capacity.
And know what you're talking about.
Know what you're talking about. Be sure you are good in your field.
Mm-hmm.
You can advise, you can mentor the people around you, no doubt, but don't go spreading misinformation out there that will mislead people and that will make people see the whole thing as complex and then, you know, dampen their spirits to actually move further in the tech ecosystem. We don't need that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing a lot of people in the tech ecosystem, you know, to foreign companies, you know, to a lot of persons outside. We don't need that anymore. We need more people to be encouraged
mm-hmm.
into tech.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go out spreading misinformation. Come out with legitimate information that will encourage more people to get into tech space.
And in fact, there are companies looking for brilliant tech experts to poach, in case you don't know.
Mm. Huh. Poaching is another different conversation.
Yes.
Poaching is another different conversation.
There are companies looking for brilliance. Again, it comes back to building capacity.
You can be an intern somewhere and a company person would think you are even a major star.
Exactly.
And
just
even poach
know you are doing. Know the job. Know your onion. Know your salt. Know your pepper. Know your Maggi. Know your
Mary. See, I have not eaten today. You're already calling.
Know your ogiri. Know these things. Know your ogiri. Know your ugorie. Know all these things that they used to make soup.
Ugorie.
Lagos, we have come to the end of the show today.
Yes. You won't know kill someone.
He says he's ogiri.
Okay. Lagos. Well, it's been a very lovely time,
yes,
you know, talking about this. But you know, next Sunday we come to you with another very insightful conversation.
That's
hopefully,
right.
Hopefully, you know, something very major,
mm-hmm.
very major. You know that anytime on Digital Life is
mm-hmm.
always a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always bring you very good conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So next week is not going to be different. We're going to raise the bar a lot more higher. Expect something big next week.
That's right. But until we come your way again next Sunday, it is bye-bye. Let me go and eat something that has a grit on it.
It's 12 o'clock.